It's the Panther Hour on Triple Panther. MG, Liam Flanagan here. MG, you have been flat chat this week.
Flat chat like a lizard drinking.
It would appear that there are no former other players that played for Penrith. You have been, you've been on TV, you've been on other radio shows, you've been in the media, you have been absolutely everywhere.
You know what, I've loved it because it means Penrith are going well.
Exactly.
That's a good, that's a great thing.
I contend the only man that might have been busier than you this week.
Yes.
Is the person who joins us on the line now. The member for Penrith, the Minister for Jobs, Investment, Tourism and Western Sydney, Mr. Stuart Ayres. G'day, Stuart.
G'day, boys. How you going?
He forgot to mention future Prime Minister as well in that little statement. Stewie, as Liam mentioned, I've had a busy week. How's your week been, my brother?
It's been huge, MG. Plenty of media things to do. Talking up Penrith. It's been fantastic seeing the whole community get behind the team. There's colours everywhere around town, more licorice all sorts, and you get in a Darryl Lee bag. And I can tell you, we've got flags, streamers, factories have been painted, houses have been painted, fences have been painted. Businesses have got signs up everywhere. It's great to see the town getting behind this amazing team. 17 on the trot. Let's make it 18, I reckon.
Yeah, well, the irony is in that it's 17 years since we've been to a grand final and 17 on the trot. Look, back in March when we went to lockdown, who would have thought that here, some 7 months later, we're fitting 40,000 people into the grand final at ANZ Stadium. What a celebration it's going to be. It's just, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it.
And you know what, MG, I think that word you just used then is absolutely right. It is a celebration. People around New South Wales have been doing the right thing for 6-9 months. They've been following all the guidelines, all the restrictions have been in place. They've stopped lots of things from happening. But because everyone's done the right thing, we can have 40,000 people at the grand final. And that's, I reckon this is just a big celebration of the resilience of our community and how great our game has been. And when the chips have been down through the course of 2020, we've always had rugby league on our TV screen to really take us away from all of the troubles in life. And on the weekend, we're going to have a giant celebration of all the great things we've done.
Stuart, we know how hard lockdown has been. And obviously, Sydney's been somewhat more fortunate than other cities like Melbourne. But how important is it for Penrith and for the broader Western Sydney area that they've had this to kind of look forward to with everything that's been going on? And all the hardship that people have no doubt been experiencing. Having this grand final on Sunday and their team travelling so well, how have you spoken to people about how important that's been?
Well, I think it's inspirational, Liam. You know, people have lots of people have lost jobs this year. They've got a lot of stress in their life. They don't know when their work's going to come back. If they haven't lost their job, their hours have been reduced. And all the way through that, this team's been giving them something to put a smile on their face. People have really bought into that. People love the way they play their footy. It's got the whole town abuzz. There's more Panthers jumpers than I've seen in a decade around town. It's been absolutely amazing. And you can just feel that after such a difficult year, everyone really wants to just buy in to a little bit of Panthers magic. And we're inviting everyone around New South Wales to become a Panthers fan this weekend. Doesn't matter whether you follow another club. No one wants to see the Victorians win this week. So everyone's a Panther in New South Wales.
Hear, hear, brother. And wouldn't it be great with this current restrictions being somewhat relieved a bit today as well? It's just one of them things that you feel like the state is waking back up. And what a better way to wake up than on Monday morning that Penrith Panthers are your 2020 premiers of the NRL.
Well, that would just be the icing on the cake, MG. We've been building up to this. People can go out more. We've got outdoor dining now. More people can go out to pubs and clubs. And we've had people back at the races. And the footy finals have been building up with larger crowds each week. You really feel like we're just starting to come out of this. And there's a great opportunity to kick things all off with a Panthers win on Sunday night.
Now, Stuart, I want you to... It's just the three of us now. Just you, yes. MG, and myself.
Put the cone of silence.
Exactly,
down.
Exactly. Be honest with us. Is it easier to get re-elected if the Panthers are winning games of football?
Liam, if I had my way, if the Panthers were in front when the final firing goes on Sunday, I'd be calling an election the next day. Like, let's not kid ourselves here. The town would be absolutely pumped. I'd happily ride that wave.
You'd win by an avalanche, brother. You'd win by an avalanche.
I'd be calling the election the next day if it was my call, and that's just a reflection of how much it means to the town, right? Everyone wants, they'd love to see that success. They've They've been an amazing group of players all year, and I really hope that everything works out for them. And I think you couldn't have had a better preparation.
Yeah. Okay, Stewie. Prediction. Score. Clive Churchill medalist. And first try scorer, please.
Okay. I reckon it's going to be an absolute corker of a game. Two best teams going. Prediction, 19-18. Ooh. Nathan Cleary field goal in the last 90 seconds. Isaiah Yeo to win the Clive Churchill medal. And the Source to be the first try scorer out on the
Wow.
Great minds. You got Isaiah Yeo for the Clive Churchill as well.
And someone told me he's only paying $23 too. So, excellent value.
I'll have a little bit of that, MG. Yeah.
The member for Penrith, the Minister for Jobs, Investment, Tourism, and especially this weekend, Western Sydney. Stuart Ayres, an absolute pleasure to have you on the Rush Hour. You're welcome anytime. Enjoy your grand final weekend.
Thanks, boys, and go Panthers.
Go the Panthers, Stewie.